This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:38 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. In the meantime, though, we are also going to be looking at another story briefly, because with the lockdowns, with at-home learning, many children haven't really been getting the kind of social contact that they would have had in the past. And now that the world and our country specifically is reopening, we wanted to look at how kids and parents can think about re-socializing.
That phrase re-socializing in itself just sounds so odd, right? And it's such a pandemic time thing that to talk about. And I think if you just look at the statistics, according to the State of the World's Children 2021 report by UNICEF, at least 1 in 7 children and young people around the world were in some form of lockdown for most of 2020. And I think, like many others, were struggling with feelings of anxiety, depression, isolation. But I think that where this differs is that when you think about young people and the fact that depending on what age you are, the stimulation, the contact, the communication that you're able to have with the outside world is so severely restricted when you're only confined to your home. And for some kids, that's actually the only outside contact other than their families.
Yeah, it's also, I think, important to look at what 2 years means to a child. Because 2 years for a 40-year-old is, why did I do this to myself? What is the math here? But the point is, 2 years for a 40-year-old is like 5%, I think. I'm not getting this right at all.
But you're looking at the wrong person, but point taken.
Yes, it's a small percentage. It's a small ratio of your overall life, your overall experiences, as well as your accrued experience in terms of knowing how to reach out to people, because you have a phone. A 4-year-old hopefully does not. And so because of that, I think the thinking about the context of that and the fact that for example, for a 4-year-old, half their life would have been spent with very little contact with anybody outside of their immediate family, outside of, I don't know, the grandparents or the aunties and uncles that they're allowed to see. But the sort of general contact that they would have had with classmates, with random people at shopping malls going, oh, so cute, with all these different things, all of that is severely limited. And when I think about that, I mean, I'm sure that the bounce back is going to be fine. But understanding, I think, where this anxiety in terms of re-socializing is coming from is important. And putting it in the context of time and how much experience you have with other people is quite, it does matter.
I think understanding where certain kinds of behavior might come from. I noticed, for instance, with one of my friend's children that her daughter has become very, I'm saying the word needy, but I don't mean it in a negative way. Essentially, when she comes across anyone that's not her parents, she wants all of their attention, primarily because she hasn't actually been able to speak to very many other people. And I'm talking about even in video calls. When I call to talk to her mom, she wants time invested in her. And everything becomes a big sort of event just because she's not able to get any other stimulation. And I think that these are things that we can watch out for and not assume that it's bad behavior or that it needs to be corrected, but rather something that needs to be managed and taken into the context of what kids have been going through.
Yes, and that also comes with a more, a generalized sense of social anxiety, right? So, I think it's taking a lot of different forms. Like you said, whether it's this idea of attention and of wanting focus and of wanting to talk to and be around adults who are not the adults that she sees every day, or in some other instances, being frightened of adults that are not the adults you see every day, of, being overwhelmed by new faces or, not being used to being in crowds. Again, I think seeing, for example, children returning to parks, which are now also just chock-a-block with everybody kind of out there walking, hiking, cycling, doing all the things that we couldn't do in the past, you do see, and I have seen, children I know just getting overwhelmed by the sheer amount of newness that's involved. And I think that's where this idea of re-socializing comes from. It's whether or not, you are reintroducing your child to what a what a society looks like and how to normally engage with that. Or as in the example you highlighted, right? Reintroducing your child to social situations and creating a framework for what is considered good or normal behavior in these sorts of settings.
You know what I've been thinking of? All the kids who started Standard 1 and haven't yet met any of their classmates, having to eventually go back to Standard 1 in class physically and having to navigate that space of being in school, of talking to other kids, talking to teachers in such a different setting, because I cannot imagine what that's like. I'm having trouble being out in public with people that I haven't seen in 2 years, right? What more if for a child, actually 2 years, as you said, is a significant part of what they remember.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Adults are not immune to this as well. I know that we started off talking about children and children are the biggest concern here, but the adults who are around said children or adults in general have also had kind of the social rules changed on us. And we are seeing, I think, a lot of strangeness. I'm sure that you and I aren't alone in, like you said, meeting somebody that you haven't seen for a while and suddenly going, oh, this is strange. I know that we text every day, but gosh.
I've been doing word dumps, like just incessantly talking because I haven't talked to a person face to face in so long.
There's that. The other side of it is also you go out to a public space and you see people who I think, who, for example, are standing right at the base of escalators. And I think that this actually comes from a lack of awareness born of not being around or not being in a busy mall for a very long time, because you could do that in the past. Nobody was waiting behind you. But now that the world is going back to normal, I think you are seeing examples of not bad behavior, but certainly odd social behavior from adults as well. So with that in mind, we'd like to know, I mean, kids, yes, but have you also been struggling with re-socializing? And if you have kids, how are they feeling? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after this to look at messages. So again, if you'd like to tell us about how you're feeling about re-socializing or how you feel about memes and whether you have some favorites as coping mechanisms, you can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:48 and you are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We have been spending this hour talking about two separate topics. So earlier, we were just discussing how between the lockdowns and learning at school, a lot of children really haven't been getting the kind of social contact that they would have had in the past just from random interactions, from being out or being around their peers, being around their friends. So now that the world and schools are reopening, we were talking about how kids and parents can think about re-socializing. Parents are an important component here also because adults, frankly, probably also need some re-socializing. So we've been asking you for your thoughts on that. Have you been struggling with re-socializing? If you have kids, how are they feeling? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we do have this message here from Rantum Scantum.
So they say, socializing doesn't involve schools only. I think kids miss seeing their friends. School is irrelevant. And I must say that thinking about what I used to be like in school, I feel like that second part is 100%. I feel like online school is all the stuff about school that kids didn't look forward to and none of the stuff that you wanted to go to school for.
This is true. I liked school.
I did, but I cannot say I like the classroom stuff more than the playground stuff.
I mean, I could, I guess. I enjoyed seeing my friends, of course, and doing all the regular schoolyard stuff. But I don't know, thinking back on it, I did like learning something new with people. I did like the quizzes sometimes. I did like putting my hands up and, putting my hand up and, you know, being able to offer ideas and things. Admittedly, this is not in every class, right? Like, I'm not necessarily jumping with joy for Sejarah. But yeah, in some other instances, there were classes that I certainly remember liking.
I also think that you're right. So when I say the other stuff, I mean, lessons are lessons, but the interactions that happen in between, the being able to take a pencil and write on your friend's page or whatever, is part of the stuff that makes it fun. I don't think you can capture that sitting at home. We have Stephen who says, I joined a new company during MCO and I've been working from home since day one. I just got back recently and I'm still feeling kind of unnatural working with people physically in the office, kind of struggling to gel with them as if we've never talked before, even though we've had quite a lot of online conference calls together prior to working in office. It's such a nostalgic thing to discuss what's for lunch, what to eat later, who's driving with colleagues again.
Oh, you know, I hadn't even thought about that. And now suddenly I feel a little bit of heartache. So, because here at the station, of course, we've been working on a rotation. Sharmila and I have not seen each other in person for really the better part of this year. And I think that even in our context, where we're not working with new people, it's still so strange to suddenly randomly get thrust into situations where you're like, oh, I haven't seen this person for an entire year. It feels like you're a character in a movie.
And it's just weird, right? It's like, and with us, it's like people who we know and recognize, but we've sort of forgotten the muscle memory of speaking in person. I find that I do weird things with my hands because I realize people can see them now. It's all very odd.
Our point being, it's not just the kids, you guys. Everybody needs re-socializing. We've all lost it. We have this rather lovely one from Tash who says, I bumped into an old college friend earlier and it was awkward for the initial few seconds. And then we both declared ourselves to be fully vaccinated. We asked each other if it was okay to hug, and hug we did. I've not seen him since college graduation and it felt good to have physical contact after so long. I almost cried. We were being so loud too, but it felt great.
Oh, that reminds me of my first meeting with a friend once places started opening up. And the whole, are you okay for a hug, is a real thing. I feel compelled to ask because I want hugs, but I don't want to force them on people.
I was going to say that question, A, are you fully vaccinated? And B, how much contact is okay? Do we hug? Mm-hmm. Do we shake hands? Shake hands. You know, like what do we do exactly? Do you want an elbow bump? Do you want a pandemic elbow bump?
Wave awkwardly while the person's right in front of you.
Exactly. So I think, these are all the kinds of social questions that we're probably going to have to ask more of in the new normal, because we're just starting to put ourselves back out there. But once we go in earnest, I imagine that these sorts of questions are going to become all the more common. Keep those thoughts coming. We've been talking about re-socializing and the difficulties of that, because basically a new report by UNICEF did highlight that children, so many children around the world have been in some form of lockdown for a lot of 2020, and that's led to feelings that we've talked a lot about: anxiety, depression, isolation. So with us returning to the world, re-socializing, we wanted to know basically where we're at with that, right? Like, how are you feeling about it? You know, have you been struggling with re-socializing? If you have kids, how are they feeling? That number to call is 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after the 6 o'clock news.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.